T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In his day,
he sported it.
Rocked a serious stash. But did. I don't think he does anymore. I haven't seen it recently. Ladies and gentlemen, the great columnist at Philadelphia, Philly.com, Philadelphia Daily News, Marcus Hayes online. Marcus, you don't have a mustache anymore, do you?
It's an interesting story, Angelo, but I've seen yours on Twitter. I have one word for you.
Yep.
Mayor.
No.
Not there.
But you, what made you, Marcus, it was an impressive stash. What made you shave it?
It was physiologically required because I had a really bad accident when I was a child, and it messed up one of the, my lip. I had a kind of an uneven upper lip.
Right.
And then in high school, I played soccer. We didn't have football at my school. I played soccer, and one of my teammates hit me in the face with his shoulder, and my, I guess it would be my canine came through the other side. I look like a hockey player, right?
Oh, my God. I knew none of that.
I had to have a mustache for years and years to cover those scars because I looked even worse than I normally would. So I think it was on the baseball beat in Denver one time, and I remember my wife was flying out to join me. She might have been my fiance at that point. Yeah, she had a long time to back out. And I was really, really tired. You know, you get on these beats, you don't know what city you're in sometimes. And I shaved so badly that I kind of had a Hitler going.
Oh,
so,
no.
Yeah, it was a really, it was a shaving club malfunction. So I just shaved it off. I was going to be on the road for another week and a half or so. I figured I could just grow it back. I picked her up at the airport. She says, hey, I love it. And I looked, you know, and the scars had faded, and, you know, I already had her hooked, you know. My shopping days were over, so it didn't really matter how I looked anymore. So, you know, I've had mine by necessity and shaved. I like shave. It's really a lot of work, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've had facial hair before.
No, it's trimming it and making it. I'm trying to go pencil thin here, you know, and that's really a lot of work.
God.
Do you use a – what are you laughing at, Marcus?
I tried to change the shape of my mustache several times.
No.
And I swear to God, it's easier to lose 50 pounds.
It's just
way too much maintenance. Yeah.
You got one of the best stories of this week when you sat down with the best truth teller we have ever had in this town, former GM, Hall of Famer now, Pat Gillick. And
right,
Gillick
yeah.
told you straight up, Phillies are not going to compete this year. Were you surprised he said that?
A little bit. But, I mean, that was probably the second most surprising Phillies thing I've heard and heard from Pat Gillick, because the day he traded Bobby Abreu, he also said, we're not going to be any good for 3 years.
Yep, I remember that.
I've never heard a general manager say we're not going to be good for 3 years, maybe one, maybe two, but not three. And that also coincided with his projected retirement date, you know? So I was like, you're guaranteeing you're never going to bring a championship to Philadelphia. Do you realize you're in Philadelphia? You know, would you like to stay? If this guy walked to work down Broad Street every day, he was an easy target. So,
yeah, but he's so honest. But what I'm wondering is, first of all, do you agree with what he said, Marcus? And secondly, what do you think the reaction was of the guys like Middleton who were telling us they're going to play important games in August and September?
Yeah, I guess it depends on how you define important, number one. Number two, I don't know. I mean, I don't agree with him because I think it's going to be longer. You know, I don't think that – yeah, I mean, if you think about who they actually have answers to their questions, okay?
Yeah.
It's probably their center fielder. They know he's kind of quirky and weird. I'm sure he's a huge favorite of yours. But he's not a guy that's going to hit 30 home runs, and he's not a guy that's going to be a great leader, probably.
Yeah.
And your second baseman, who's a light-hitting guy who runs but maybe doesn't run enough, it probably could be a little bit better defensively. And they've been trying to trade both of them. So
yeah.
They're trying over the last couple of years, they've been willing to give up the two guys that you have the best answer. And I'm not saying they shouldn't try to trade them.
Right.
You know, maybe get some pitching or whatever. But my point is, you don't know anything about anybody on the roster except Carlos Santana. And
Marcus, what you're then telling me is, these guys that are in place now, McPhail and Klentak, have been here going on 3 years, and you're telling me it's going to take at least two more, right? At least two more before they're back in the conversation for contending for something. Isn't that too long to rebuild?
Well, you know, the Sixers, according to the Hinkie guys,
you can't use them as a barometer. It seems to me it's too slow a process.
It probably is, you know, and the big mistake they make, and I guess it was 2012, is they didn't realize in 2013 that, you know, the worm had turned. And I think the big mistake they've made last year or maybe this year is that the third baseman isn't the answer. And I can't blame them last year because he is potentially just a really, really good player. But he came in out of shape last year. He couldn't break his habits. He wouldn't change his stance. And, you know, he probably got a guy fired.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, they stood pat, you know, just like the old general manager, Stan Pat Gillick, right?
Yeah.
They stood pat when they should have moved on from him, probably when he had some value. And I think that was a misevaluation. That doesn't mean they're going to win 86 games instead of 66 games last year. But they've done it again. You know, he's back, and I like him. I think he's a good player. I think he needs a change of scenery. I think he's very comfortable.
Yep.
The Phillies treat their top prospects incredibly well.
No, they don't. I'm going to fight with you now. Oh, now we're going to have a fight, Marcus. They're not treating Kingery well. Scott Kingery is a major league. He's about to turn 24. They're sending him down. He's the best hitter down there. You've been down there for a week now, Marcus. Is he the best player on that field right now?
You know, he might be. He really might be the best player. He might be the best. I'll tell you this. I think he's a better all-around player right now than Chase Utley was at the same age.
Wow.
You know,
I
don't think he'll hit the way Chase hit.
Right.
But, you know, Chase is a much bigger guy. Chase was like 4 inches taller and maybe a little bit heavier. But he's a better fielder. You know, he's a better runner. And he's got a much, much better arm. So... But he's a real, and you'll love him. He's going to be a great.
I already do.
And like yourself, Angelo, he's got spectacular hair.
Oh, all right. But here's the thing. Marcus, the fact of the matter is he has earned a spot on the roster, and he's being sent down for service time. Do you agree with that, or do you see that as an injustice?
Because I don't think he could make the difference, I don't have a problem with it. I'd love to see him play third base down there, I'll tell you that. Because I don't know if this team would be wise or even able to invest in Manny Machado next year at third base. Manny Machado is going to have the option to say no, and there's no reason he should say yes to come to Philadelphia unless, you know, Vince Velasquez and Jared Eichhoff turn into Tom Glavine and John Smoltz.
So you're going to move Kingery to third and keep Cesar at second.
I don't mind, as long as you have power somewhere else, I don't mind having a light-hitting second baseman who's good. You know, he's a good player.
Right. I got you. Marcus, I only got one more, and I don't think I've talked to you since the Eagles won the Super Bowl. You covered them for many years. Are you amazed it happened?
I was amazed when they won in Carolina. I think it was game six. Mm. And they were clearly the best team. I think I wrote that they're clearly the best team in the NFL. I'm pleased that Nick Foles played as well as Nick Foles has ever played and will ever play down the stretch through the playoffs. I'm not amazed. I was more amazed that they won in Carolina at night on a short week, I think it was, and walked with a healthy Cam Newton and walked out of there than anything else that happened this season, because after that game, I expected them to at least get to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And you didn't know how good Kansas City and New England were going to be come Super Bowl time, but I really thought they could beat anybody else.
I think you nailed the defining moment in that regular season, because no one really thought they were going to do that, and they did, and they never looked back. You are the best columnist in this town, Marcus Hayes. Love your stuff. Read them every day at Philly.com and the Philadelphia Daily News. Marcus, thank you as always, my friend.
All right, guys, have a good day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.